for distributing an email asking for help with a coronavirus outbreak on the ship. Moatley told the crew Captain Brett Crozier was too naive or too stupid to lead the aircraft carrier, a remark Moatley later apologized for.
Fox's Jared Halpern. A presidential primary goes on in the middle of a pandemic.
Wisconsin election officials say so far things are going well here and that long lines at polling places means that people are using appropriate social distancing. Today's vote after the state Supreme Court overruled Democratic Governor Tony Evers' executive order to postpone the election until June.
Fox's Jeff Manasso in Kenosha County. America is listening to Fox News.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
There's good news in the middle of all this insanity. An anonymous person near Des Moines, Iowa, bought $150 gift cards for all 549 households in their town and then sent them out in the mail. Now, this is not Des Moines, the city. That would have been a much more expensive deal. Whoever did this spent $82,000. All of the gift cards were for three local restaurants, so each place got over $27,000 in business.
Oh, wow.
Community in Florida used sidewalk chalk to create a life-size Candyland game for kids to play when they go on walks.
That's great.
Someday I'll have to tell you the lame-ass story. I've already talked about Janelle enough today, but how I used to cheat at Candyland.
Yeah, I know.
Because of the added privacy from the lockdown, two pandas at an empty zoo in Hong Kong, well, guess what they did? Yes, they did that. And now a baby panda is expected for the first time in 10 years. So I think zoo people will take a and say, wonder what the effect of going to the zoo has on animals. I guess they like privacy, too. I mean, Kate Armstrong, our amazing vet, would tell you some dogs are tough to housebreak because they want privacy. Prime Minister of New Zealand announced yesterday the Easter Bunny is considered an essential worker. Good for him. And I applaud every governor who has deemed their churches as essential.
Yes.
They were kind of essential to the founding of the country, for crying out loud. And Jerry and Beverly Lindell live near Minneapolis. They've been married 63 years. And until last month, they'd never spent more than a day or two apart. He was rehabbing in a nursing home when the virus hit and had to stay in quarantine. But late last month, he got released just in time to surprise Beverly at home on her 84th birthday. And he brought flowers. That was some good news. Did that at least lift your spirits?
Yes.
How about you?
No.
Well, one of these days. All right, John, what's up?
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing well. Peace and blessings. Hey, Rosie.
Hey.
You know, now, as you mentioned, the mayor and the governor and the president, the executive head of county government is Sheriff Derek Cunningham. Have you seen any interviews with him?
No, I have not. No, I can't say that I have, nor have I seen anything on him in the in our news partner's website. But, trying to keep up with every single spoke of this COVID-19 wheel is very, very challenging. Especially if you're not that bright like me.
My brother's retired from the United States Marine Corps with 30 years of honorable service.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that he wouldn't receive his monthly retirement check is if the United States government went entirely bankrupt. I mean, he and every other veteran that falls in his category, I mean, they're going to get paid every month. And the only way they wouldn't get paid is if the government went entirely bankrupt. But everybody else, has to receive a monthly paycheck. And 175 million Americans, they say, live from paycheck to paycheck and have less than $400 saved.
Right, which is why instead of task forces and meetings, let's get together with the governor as leaders, and let's figure out a way we can start moving forward and perhaps lifting some of the restrictions. It's got to happen.
But I saw somebody on TV today, and they was talking about what to do if you have a 401k or if you have an IRA. And I was saying 175 million Americans don't have none of that, let alone $400 saved, and live from paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
And so those individuals can't afford to buy a car or some house or some furniture.
Well, I was one of those people for a long time, and in my case, I was the reason why I couldn't do those things. John, thanks for the call. At 5:07, it was a weird day on Wall Street. Not this Wall Street where we work, but the one in New York. And I can't wait to find out Brant's take on it. That's coming up. And yeah, even if you make a modest income, you can set some aside and build a nest egg. Trust me on that.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. The coronavirus continues to affect us all, and we are here actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing trusted information from top health experts, sharing tools to help protect families from fraud, and creating resources to support family caregivers everywhere. As always, you can count on AARP to advocate for you and your family. Join us and stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. It seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama has marked another milestone in the coronavirus outbreak. There are now more than 2,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the state. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 39 people have died from the virus. More deaths are currently under investigation. The United States Postal Service confirmed a Montgomery postal worker died Sunday of the virus. Alabama is now looking for volunteer medical workers to help fight the coronavirus. A new program called Alabama Ready Op is calling all healthcare professionals who are recently retired, part-time, or medical students to be prepared to volunteer if needed. The Alabama Nursing Home Association says 31 nursing homes in 17 counties have confirmed coronavirus cases. The association is reporting major delays in testing at many facilities. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Troy and Elba, the largest Coyote tractor dealer in the South. A 25-horsepower Coyote tractor, $14,900, with free loader, unlimited hour warranty. And a 45-horsepower Coyote tractor with loader, $22,984. Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to keep the mention of showers and thunderstorms in our forecast, even into the nighttime hours tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 66, so it's going to be very mild. Tomorrow and Thursday will be up in the middle 80s. There's a risk of some spotty thunderstorms around both days. Not a lot, and some towns will get skipped. Then on Friday, a much cooler day. Chance of a shower. High temperature up to about 71. Right now, there are still big question marks about the Easter weekend forecast. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, gentlemen. I want you to repeat after me just how I do it. Ready? Your turn.
Crazy music. I kind of feel like I haven't said word one yet, but I have a feeling that Brant McDonald probably feels like he was dancing to that song all day. Who's he? He's Mr. Right on the Money from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. And good afternoon to you.
Hey, buddy. Good afternoon. How's it going?
Well, I got to tell you, I described the market as a big tease earlier because it opened way up. And when I checked in the middle of the day, it still looked really healthy. And then I get here and it's the Dow's down 26. So we're all waiting to find out why that happened.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is, it's like we were talking about yesterday, and we so many days in the past. It's almost like Rosie and I were talking. I can't, it's hard to remember what day it even is anymore.
Yeah.
So this news that we've had over the last couple of days where we've seen sort of the rate of change begin to decelerate. No one really knows if that's a trend or not, but there's so much cash on the sidelines. Most of these big, huge institutional managers don't want to miss any potential turn. And so we saw a nice snapback rally. Some people call these bear market rallies. Some people might want to call it the beginning of a new bull market.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't really know yet. I mean, we really don't. And so today when we saw the big rally, we hit a new level of resistance around 2,800 on the S&P 500. I would say, you know, in terms of the Dow, probably somewhere around that 22.5 range, certainly 23, is going to be an area of resistance. And so when you see these kinds of rallies, you're going to see some folks begin to take profits, and I think that's really what happened. There wasn't anything that happened intraday that really spooked the market. You don't want to get caught offside, and
right.
Everyone's a little bit nervous, you know, about exactly which way this is heading. And my personal opinion is I think the country is beginning to get quite weary over all of this.
Yes,
and I really do, and I think that the longer this goes on, the realization of how hard it's going to be to jumpstart this economy again is going to start to come to fruition. I mean, the real reality of what that means. If you don't play this right from a fiscal policy perspective, you know, if the White House and Congress don't, or in other words, if you let Dr. Fauci completely run the show 100% of the time, you know, we could potentially enter into what I would call a technical depression.
Yeah.
Just if you look at jobs numbers, unemployment rate,
right.
GDP decline, and those kinds of things would be a technical depression. I don't think it would be, you know, very long-lived, but it could happen.
Well, the fact
and
is,
so for
Brant,
that reason,
I was just going to say, pardon me for interrupting, but Dr. Fauci has been wrong about numbers from the get-go with this. These projections of 2.5 million sick and 200,000 dead, they've been revising those downward almost daily to a fraction of what they started out with. And at some point, we're human beings. There's only so much quarantining people can take before they say, all right, I'm just going to be as sanitized as I can, but I want my life back. And I think a lot of people are already there.
No, I totally agree. And I think certainly by the time we get through Easter and you get to the back half of April, people are going to really just about be, you know, where they've had enough. And they're going to say, you know, look, open this economy back up again. Let's just get on with it and we'll deal with it best we can. Now, that's easy to say. I'm sure we all have people who, you know, have compromised health, or the senior citizens, or the elderly who are just not in the best of health, potentially. You know, we don't want them to get sick or certainly to die from this, just like we don't with the flu or with any other sort of virus.
Yes.
That could potentially kill you. But at the same time, I think we have to be a little bit more responsible as well to the health of this economy because, you know, the health of the economy is also a direct implication on quality of life for the vast majority of the citizens of this country. I mean, you're talking about mental health issues. You're talking about all kinds of things. Small business owners who are going to lose their businesses in spite of anything they're doing with the SBA. the calamity and the derivative effects on the average health of the average citizen could be really profound the longer this goes on. That's my point.
You're totally correct. I'm with you 100%. Even the president, he's got the guts to say it. He said, if we don't start getting this thing turned around, we're going to be talking about suicides and issues of that nature. And then what? That's why they've got to find ways. We talked to our friend David Blackman. You've heard him, the gentleman from Texas.
Right.
They've got, he said, 90 counties in the state of Texas where there's no coronavirus.
Yeah.
The Army Corps of Engineers came into Dallas and built a 900-bed hospital, which remains unused. And all of that based on these projections from Dr. Fauci and his pals. And the man's history politically is very dubious to me. It's one reason why I'm reluctant to trust him. He's not running the show. We didn't elect him to run the country. We elected Donald Trump. And I think in the days ahead, you'll start seeing more of a focus. Because you're right. Got to have something to come back to. What's the point in surviving a health situation if we're sitting here in ruins of our great economy that we had a little over a month ago?
Yeah. I will say this, and I don't really have any hard evidence of this. This is just my gut feeling. 31 years of managing money and having gone through many crises like this. I think both parties see this also as an opportunity to try to do some things from a national perspective that they want to do. And I even think Trump wants to do an infrastructure deal. This is the event that's going to allow him to do it. We're in a political season. This presidential election is going to happen. Trump is polling an unbelievable numbers.
Yeah, he
every
is.
Time he has these press conferences.
I mean, who I was today, 51%.
There you go. So,
and that's with nonstop media bullcrap.
I think that every politician out there is really coming to the realization now that this thing probably is going to be over. For all practical purposes, in terms of us being shut down as an economy by the end of April, we're going to start hearing them talk about coming online. But I also think they're going to pass a phase four stimulus. They're going to have an infrastructure bill put in there that's going to rev the economy, and I think that that's going to be the end of it. In other words, you can't pass those things if the clouds are parting and everything's good. And so you got to cram those and get those things done before you say, okay, we're going back to work. And I think that dovetails nicely in terms of what Trump's trying to do and what the administration's trying to do towards reelection. It also probably gives Democrats an opportunity to say, we stood in there for you as well and fought the good fight, and we were able to stuff some of our stuff in there also. And by the time we get to the end of the year, there's going to be so much stuff that's been passed, and you're going to have so much stimulus in the system that the byproduct sort of effects from all of this in terms of $6 trillion in stimulus is going to be breathtaking. And that's going to be a different issue that we'll deal with as the year goes on. By the way, we talked about that yesterday in terms of sort of this reflation trade. That's what we're setting up for now. We're not looking at things in the rearview mirror. I mean, sure, we're assessing the current situation, but what we always try to do is sort of that old saying, skate to where the puck is going and not where it's at. And so the where we see things going is now is the time to begin to posture in terms of a longer-term thesis, you know, towards the end of the year, first quarter of next year. Now's the time you have to plant those seeds. You can't really wait. We did that today. We did have that investment committee meeting I talked about yesterday. We got that done this morning. It was an hour and a half long meeting, a lot of healthy debate. We changed a couple of little things in most of our portfolios, added some new positions. We still have cash that we're going to commit in the coming weeks. But we've got a pretty good solid bead on this, we think, and feel good about it, you know.
Before we wrap up, in relation to something a caller said earlier, people living paycheck to paycheck can create a nest egg through the baloney if they get some financial advice. Because my point I made with a caller earlier is you don't have to be making a ton of money to set up a nest egg. You need some management advice on how to, where you can find that money to start building it. Because the people, as I've said every day for 3 weeks, that are navigating this with at least a little more comfort are those who do have a fallback option when things get scary. You know, worst case scenario, at least I have this, and you don't have, you can do that. A paycheck to paycheck family can find ways to do that. Am I right?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, I've got so many just really wonderful success stories of people that I've run into over my career who, you know, just started putting little bits of money aside here and there. Some people who could do 100, some could do 400, some 500 a month. But you do that over 10, 15 years, and before you know it, you're well into the six figures.
Yeah.
You know, it's a pretty, it's a powerful thing if you can put money aside, like you said, and save for that nest egg. But, you know, I always say anyway, you got to have a good, solid plan in place. That's why we love our process here. You know, identifying risk profile first, sitting down, getting to know who our client is, our customers, everything we need to know, assessing the facts, assessing the information, you know, coming to terms and agreement on what are the clear goals and objectives, what are we trying to accomplish and why. And then once we do that, go through all of that, then investing is the last step. Sometimes that takes 2 weeks, sometimes it takes 6 weeks, depending on the complication. But the investment part is the last step. And when we get done, everyone knows exactly what they own, why they own it, and what the plan is. So you have to have a plan before you can just start investing money.
Right.
And that's the key. That's the key to our process. And that's why I think most of our clients who are with us are not really fretting about this. They leave it up to us to manage the risk side of the equation, but they also know their plan and they understand what's going on. So I think that's the real key to a successful long-term investing strategy, you know. I really do. But you got to get started, to your point.
And that begins with a phone call to 387-0094, 387-0094. Talk to Brand how you can accomplish what he just described. If you've never had a chance to make a call like that, now's a good time, because there'll be another situation like this of some type down the road. We love predictability. We love consistency in life, but it doesn't always work out that way. They can help you. 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brad, 524, thank you, and we will talk tomorrow.
Look forward to it.
Thanks for making it.
Be safe. Stay healthy.
You too.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Okay, who is next on my dance card?
Jay Quellen.
That's it.
Jay Quellen.
About 5:35, we expect to talk to her. I just pulled up the Live in Fear Doppler to take a quick look at what that is doing. And most of the heavy rain and thunderstorms still to the west and northwest, I'd say maybe 7:30, 8 o'clock, sometime around the time that Hogan's Heroes comes on, we'll see. Maybe a thunderstorm or two. Light rain falling now. Enough to be irritating and messing up the roads.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, those accidents on Perry Hill Road have been cleaned up, and I-65 and 85 are looking good all the way through downtown Montgomery. No issues there. Got a little bit of congestion on the Northeast Boulevard between Wears Ferry Road and Wetumpka Highway. Some congestion at the River Bridge and Redland Road on 231 to Wetumpka. Other than that, we're looking really good all over the area with light to moderate traffic. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. At Reinhardt, Used Car Supercenter. You can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want. They'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Adams Drugs has been serving your family in the River Region for over 58 years. We have been and always will be here for you. We want to stress that everyone practice diligent social distancing, stay at home if you can, wash your hands often, and frequently clean the surfaces you come in contact with. This is a time to take pause and not a time to panic. We need to be thankful for the blessings we have and many times take for granted. Be sure to check on family, friends, and neighbors to make sure they have the necessities they need. Rest assured, Adams Drugs has retained the amount of medicines needed to fill the monthly prescriptions you depend on us for. If you have any symptoms of the COVID-19, such as fever, cough, shortness of breath, or congestion, please do not come into the store. Rather, you can call us with your prescriptions, and we can either bring them to you curbside or deliver to you at home. With our practice of good hygiene, the flu season may not be as bad next year as it is this year. We will get through this with each other's help. Thank you for trusting Adams Drugs with your prescription needs.
You should do exactly what that man said, because it works.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You just finished binge-watching Tiger King on Netflix, and now it's time to entertain your little one. Introducing Fisher-Price's My Little Exotic Zoo Playset. Open up your child's creative mind with mayhem and madness.
I like big tigers.
Comes complete with blonde mullet wig.
Hey, yo!
Tiger tent.
Oh, that's one big tiger.
Big cat costumes to put on your pets, cash register, and guitar. It's hours of redneck-loving, unbridled, mouth-dropping fun.
Who wants to take a picture with a tiger cub?
I get to play Carol Baskin.
Fisher-Price's My Little Exotic Zoo playset.
Can I have these Walmart meats?
Batteries and meth not included.
You know, I'm not a medium, but I'm beginning to think that the Tiger King phenomenon is kind of peaking, sort of like the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Just a random thought on my part, as we welcome Anonymous.
Yes, Greg, Anonymous. Only Anonymous because I did a pay it forward thing today. I had a nice little couple in front of me in the grocery store, and they didn't have enough money, and I said, put it on my tab. Let me get it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, you have no idea how good that made me feel.
Sure.
This whole afternoon.
I'll bet
really. And anyway, that's why I called. It's anybody who has a job, which I'm lucky to have one.
Yeah.
Unless I end up with the CEO's daughter, I should never get fired.
So. Don't do that.
But you, what you described today is how we win in the big picture
exactly.
Here.
Exactly. Love.
Those who have jobs, we're all nervous. I've mentioned this before. Everybody here at the radio station, we all take an economic hit when advertising revenue is down and stuff, and we're rolling with that punch. But we're still working, and we still have a job to go to. And the people who I have great empathy for right now, because I remember what it was like to not have a job to go to. Of course, that was through my own doing. The people who have just been pushed to the sidelines because the government said, you've got to close. You know, we've got to look out for them and the businesses that are being so inventive and creative and finding ways to stay open through this thing.
Right.
Literally on a day-to-day basis, we've got to patronize them and help them keep their doors open because that's part of being in a community.
But whoever you can help while you do have a job, do it. Because it makes you feel so much better.
I agree.
And it helps them too.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm gonna get off now, but I love you. I love your show.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
I had a situation. I wasn't working, but I had received a contract settlement. So there was some uncertainty in my life. I went to the Stuzzes in Florida, and a mom had just, she was pushing a baby stroller, and she had just run a bunch of groceries and guess underestimated. And the cashier, and I feel so sorry for them when they have to tell somebody, actually, your card got declined or whatever it is. And without even thinking, I just said, I've got it. And the lady was so shocked. I think, I don't know what, we're in this world when somebody does something like that, it's like on a much more simple level. Because other guys who are of my age and were taught to be gentlemen,
mm-hmm.
when you're walking into, I was coming out of the UPS store today, and there were two young ladies coming in. So I just stood there and held the door until they got in. They were nice,
mm-hmm.
but it's almost at the point where politeness has become, what's the real motive in this person being nice? It's sad that that had people, and part of that's political correctness and, you know, these dopey.
You know, whenever a guy opens the door for me, like at the post office or someplace like that, I always say, chivalry is not dead. Thank you so much.
A couple of times.
I appreciate it.
A couple of times I have been thanked by women who still appreciate that.
Yes.
And my reaction to that is there's still a few of us left. But from what I hear, it's almost foreign to Gen Z. This is just off the top of my head. I could be totally wrong. I hope I'm not. In fact, I hope I am. There should always be room for that kind of behavior.
Yeah, and I don't think it takes anything away from a woman to accept that from a man.
Not holding the door because you're incapable or weak.
It's not a statement about what's wrong with you. It's just somebody who's doing what is right and who is taught well, in my opinion.
All right, Rosie and I are done social engineering for this hour because Jacqueline's going to join us in a minute. Speaking of great social engineers.
She would agree.
Looking forward.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the East Boulevard. This is going to be as you head up the hill from the Troy Highway intersection, right out in front of the Walmart Supercenter, which is on your right going up the hill. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. East South Boulevard from Troy Highway back past Baptist to Dorman Bridge. We've got a good bit of congestion there. Some congestion on the Northeast Boulevard from Atlanta Highway all the way around to the Wetumpka Highway. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit. When you get to downtown Montgomery, there's a little bit of a slowdown merging from 85 southbound to 65 northbound. But other than that, everything seems to be moving okay at the interchange this afternoon. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated all the way to the house. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, you get $200 when you refinance your auto loan from another lender with us, so you can execute your own missions, like Operation...
Redo the upholstery in the minivan. Yeah, get some leather in there.
Or Operation...
Maybe I'll just get it detailed. Oh, and some air fresheners. Ah, new car smell.
Refinance another lender's auto loan with Navy Federal and get $200. Start saving at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama has marked another milestone in the coronavirus outbreak. There are now more than 2,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the state. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 39 people have died from the virus. More deaths are currently under investigation. The United States Postal Service confirmed a Montgomery postal worker died Sunday of the virus. The Alabama Nursing Home Association says 31 nursing homes in 17 counties have confirmed coronavirus cases. The association is reporting major delays in testing at many facilities. Alabama is now looking for volunteer medical workers to help fight the coronavirus. A new program called Alabama Ready Op is calling all healthcare professionals who are recently retired, part-time, or medical students to be prepared to volunteer if needed. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to keep the mention of showers and thunderstorms in our forecast, even into the nighttime hours tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 66, so it's going to be very mild. Tomorrow and Thursday will be up in the middle 80s. There's a risk of some spotty thunderstorms around both days. Not a lot, and some towns will get skipped. Then on Friday, a much cooler day. Chance of a shower. High temperature up to about 71. Right now, there are still big question marks about the Easter weekend forecast. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who can inspire us at 5:39?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by... You know the thing.
All right, that didn't work. Where do we go next?
Jaqueline.
You're right. She's on line one. And good afternoon.
Hey. How's it going?
I'm putting together a tracking map. And what I'm doing is jotting down the time we speak to you each day so I can keep you moving into a different quarter hour so that we get to spread the joy around.
Spreading the joy. Well, yes. I'm glad to be here. How's the show going?
Good.
I don't know. Today would have been Janelle's second wedding anniversary, but I was very positive, right?
But thank God it's not, because he was a jerk. That's a positive.
It's been a very meditative day for him today.
Kind of.
You know what I mean? Like, thank God she got rid of that jackleg. I mean, I look at this as a positive. We should be celebrating this.
By the way, I want you to know that you have something in common with Rich Thomas.
What?
You make him laugh.
No. You do, but you both do phenomenal food photography because I saw pictures. She sent
me
the pictures.
Did you see that spaghetti that I made last night?
It was incredible. Mouth-watering.
I had to send you the pic because I had discussed with you.
Send me the leftovers, not the pictures.
Jared ate the leftovers for lunch, so I was pleased. Tonight, on the other hand, we're trying, you know, 2-3 nights a week out of the 7. To really try to do local business.
That's great.
Takeout. I mean, listen, I'm a small business owner. I get it. Scary times. But you know what? I firmly believe we're going to be all right. So, you know, 2-3 times a week we're ordering out. We're doing takeout. And we're not doing it from the big chains. You know, they need support too. But I'm really trying to focus on local businesses. So tonight we did a local business. Thursday night. I've already got another local business. We're kind of making a list.
Hey, if you get a chance, check out Baumhauers.com. They've got a whole new system for not only online ordering, but for specific time pickup and stuff.
Really I cool. love me some Baumhauers now. And that may have to be this weekend.
Great prices, too.
I love some Baumhauers. My jam.
Yeah.
So I'll have to order that. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's important. Like, plus, it gets me in the car out of the house for a minute to go, like, drive, pick it up, be safe about it, but change of scenery. I'm not going to kill my husband or my kid. I need to, like, get mommy needs a break. So, yeah. How's everybody else hunkering down with this quarantine?
Oh.
Trying to figure out what day it is.
I'm on day 22. This is day 22 for us.
Yeah. I have found solace with the flowers. I went out to our new sponsor, Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, and bought a bunch. In fact, guess who pulled
into
the...
You love him? I love them out there.
Yes.
Guess who pulled into the parking lot at the same time I did?
Who?
Rosie. I had no idea she was going to go out there at all.
I thought he was going in the morning after the show.
Well, you know how busy
I am.
We've
been out there twice. I mean, Dana actually is the one who told me about it. So we all go out there, apparently. I had no idea. And their prices are amazing.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's an incredible value. So I actually, believe it or not, me, Greg Budeau, you would probably think I don't have this skill, but I repotted some plants. And I've been watering them every day, and they look amazing.
Look at you.
Hey, it's great therapy.
It's like a whole new world over there.
It is.
Well, you know, I've had some powerful influences from people like you and Rosie who are making me a better person.
Have you watched Tiger King yet?
I have not.
Okay, I'm not going to scold you for it. It's fine. Just going to remind you. Just a little nudge.
But, you know, you're one of those women who can say, well, I'm not going to scold you for it.
I'm not going to reprimand you for it.
But the way
radio.
You say it, why do I still feel scolded and reprimanded then?
I don't know.
Some women have that gift, Jacqueline.
She knows how to work it.
She does.
I can guilt you without even trying. Just because I have that mom gene. You know, the mom, like, well, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, no.
Even worse.
Oh.
Nah, you're a busy man. Like, you're potting plants. I'd rather see you out moving around potting plants. And sitting inside watching Tiger King. It's a funny documentary, but, you know,
well,
I'd rather see you being out and being productive and doing something that's beneficial to life instead of sitting in front of the TV.
Well, you know, as doing what I do for a living, I have an obligation to at least get an episode or two in so I can reference when people talk about it. It's become a phenomenon. But
You'll get it in. We got a lot going on right now.
Believe me, after 6 hours a day in this chair trying to sift through the, you know, separate the wheat from the chaff with the news and what's fake news and what's real, by the end of the day, I have enough of a challenge trying to manage Mayberry. You know,
it's exhausting. I get it. We're not even turning the news on in our household. We're watching it like we're giving ourselves like one update a day.
It's usually
at night, and that's it. Like, we're just not.
I suggested that to my beloved mommy, the Swami, because we talk every day, and she was telling me about stuff she was hearing. I said, where are you getting this? What are you watching? Well, it turned out she had NBC, nothing but crap, network stuff, and you're only going to get one thing from them. And now CBS, for the second time in a week, shamelessly running a fake video from that crying nurse. Pretending that...
Which there's no repercussions for that. I don't understand how this is not criminal, like I said yesterday. They're inciting fear in people.
Yeah.
Stop.
Our friend David Blackman said the same thing. We've got to find a way to make them accountable. I would think the FCC would be totally within its realm to step into a situation like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. You can't say certain things on the air. Why are you allowed to... If, just put falsities.
Right.
There's no accountability.
When we're in a national crisis. Yeah. I mean, it's they don't care. Their agenda's bigger than any illness, any virus, or any recovery from that problem. And that's
But I think you're going to see the American people, though, are waking up to some of this. And you're going to see numbers drop. I mean, I hate to even say, like, look what happened to the NFL with all of that, you know, kneeling during the anthem. People stopped watching pro football. There was a huge backlash on that. The news needs to be careful because people can get their news sources a lot of different ways nowadays.
Yeah.
So they don't have to watch the news. So what are they going to do when nobody's watching?
It absolutely did hurt them, except you'll never get them to admit it.
It's going to keep hurting them. People are going to be reaching out to people like you, Greg, that take the time to find the real news. You know, these independent news sources, these smaller, you know, agencies that are putting out facts. People don't want to hear crap. Yeah. I don't want to hear crap.
One of the better resources that came from the Cronins in North Carolina was Citizen Free Press. It's a list of headlines. It's all cultivated, reliably sourced news. If you want it without the screaming headlines and the manipulations that go with a presentation.
Well, and it's hard to cipher through what's real and what's not because it all sounds so realistic. And people think, oh, well, Fox News or CNN or MSNBC, or it doesn't make it factual. People aren't fact-checking anymore. We don't have journalists.
Yeah. Good way to put it.
A true journalist.
If you want to read somebody who actually does the research, you got our friend Mr. Blackman with dbdailyupdate.com. Columnists like Michael Godwin in the New York Post, who is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And he's critical, but he's fair. You know, he's not a blind, you know, backslapper, but he's one of the few left that will give you the full picture and not whatever the agenda-driven item is.
And that's important.
And so you're in your 22nd day now?
22nd day of quarantine with my husband and 2.5-year-old.
But the courts are open.
Courts are open.
And
I did see Dana today.
How's she doing?
I physically saw Dana. She's doing wonderfully. Dana and I, because of this wonderful Trump administration taking care of small businesses, Dana and I had to go to the bank today to handle some paperwork for, you know, applying for some of these SBA assistance programs for small businesses, just on the safe side. By the way, simple process. Dana's doing great. She looks good.
How big are the babies?
She actually had an appointment today. She actually told me the exact weight, and I don't remember.
Well,
but
she's been using the vegetable comp with us.
Yeah. Grapefruit.
Bell peppers was the last
peppers.
One.
Yeah,
I will find out how big they are, and I will text you guys before the end of the show. But
eggplants.
She actually told me the weight today, and I got to see their little faces.
Oh man.
Yes, and it was precious.
Wow.
So let's just say, like, they're going to be some cute barbers.
Yeah.
They are going to be precious. So... But, you know, this COVID nonsense has really put a damper in that because, you know, we had to cancel Dana's baby shower.
Yeah.
And we've had to do some things. But it's going to be all right because we're going to make a really big deal about it once it's over. And we're going to, like...
Oh, we'll make a fuss here, too.
We're going to throw a party.
We'll make a fuss here, too.
We're going to throw a party. So, but, yeah, she's doing wonderfully. And she's just trying to stay comfortable and safe. And not kill her husband, like the rest of us, you know? We're all just trying to stay out of prison and out of the hospitals, right?
If you need a consultation on divorce, family law matters, open 819-4810. Duncan Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law, handle all aspects of that part of life. And please let Amy know. We got to book her in one of these days or get
absolutely.
Her on the phone.
Absolutely. Actually, sweet Amy dropped off a little care package for me today at my doorstep.
Aww.
Isn't she the sweetest?
She
yes.
is.
So,
yeah. She is.
I'll get with Amy and tell her she needs a text message you and get on soon.
Yeah.
All righty. 819-4810. Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And you let me know what time we can book you for tomorrow.
I will. Have a good show.
Right. Thanks.
550.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. We will be closed until further notice due to the coronavirus pandemic. I will be available for private appointments most days. We are well stocked with mattresses in twin, twin long, full, queen, and king sizes. My delivery crews are off, but drop-off deliveries are available on most products, or bring your truck and I will load you up. Call me at 334-549-6212 if you have an urgent need for a new mattress. That's 334-549-6212. Mr. Sandman Mattress in Montgomery.
Would you write that down, 549-6212, in case a listener calls? See, there's a great example. Mr. Mayor, Governor, why does that man have to be closed? He's got a big building. It's not a high-traffic business. There's no reason for him to be closed, but he is, and he's trying to work around it. So I don't need a task force to figure that out. Same thing with Kaiser, where you have an enormous building, huge selection, but the traffic is limited, and keeping social distance and sanitization in place is not a problem. So no more task forces. Just get real and start opening more doors. I was glad to hear, though, that Jacqueline and Larry, you know, mm-hmm. small businesses trying to navigate this. On the other hand, Mark Cumby sent a note. Do you know about Logan's Roadhouse? That must be a chain that does not have a location here. One of many.
Yeah, no, they do. Aren't they the one over at in East Chase?
That's a Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
This is Logan's. Well, they closed all 261 of their corporate-owned stores and fired 18,000 furloughed employees.
Oh, gosh.
They were in financial trouble before the coronavirus situation, but there's an example of people who were holding out help, and not only did they get fired today, they lost their benefits effective immediately. And, you know, this is what we're trying to stave off. Lewis Lawn is still open. I mentioned earlier today, it was kind of amazing in a way to be at Carmichael Road and the Boulevard coming to the radio station from east to west. And at the light, I saw more lawn trucks moving through than I did cars, you know, just individual drivers going somewhere. And the rest were all specific businesses still operating. Lewis Lawn opened from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday with a great new product line called the Ego. These are mowers that, for the first time, it's a reliably chargeable battery product. It's the latest in battery innovation. And you can get a battery-charged mower, no cords, no anything. Just when you're ready to use it, you push the on button. It's cool. And it gives you enough of a charge to easily do the lawn. They have edgers and trimmers from the same company. If that is an option you'd like to pursue. But whatever you buy at Lewis Lawn, whether it's one of these or the more traditional mowers from Toro, Exmark, and Echo, they're all good. They're all good products. You can bring it back there for warranty, repair, or service as needed. And this is a business that's been around for a long time, and I take all of them very seriously, but I'm especially fond of this great group of people over there. So when you need a mower or something help, or get one of those, they still have them. These three-foot grabbers, it's like, I don't think it's stainless steel, but it's reinforced steel. They're not the cheap ones you get at the dime store. These are the kind that can reach back behind thorny rose bushes and stuff and help you tidy up those areas. And Wow. They do well at getting underneath beds and other places when you're trying to retrieve something. Just a thought. They have those at Lewis Lawn as well at the counter. See Chad Sasser, TJ, and the great crew at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. 244-9191 is their number.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident on the East Boulevard. This is going to be as you head up the hill from the Troy Highway intersection, right out in front of the Walmart Supercenter, which is on your right going up the hill. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. East South Boulevard from Troy Highway back past Baptist to Dorman Bridge. We've got a good bit of congestion there. Some congestion on the Northeast Boulevard from Atlanta Highway all the way around to the Wetumpka Highway. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit. When you get to downtown Montgomery, there's a little bit of a slowdown merging from 85 southbound to 65 northbound. But other than that, everything seems to be moving okay at the interchange this afternoon. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated all the way to the house. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Actually, there is a Logan's Roadhouse in Prattville. But you see, we live in Montgomery. We don't have the hip and happening.
I don't get up there very often.
I don't, not as often as I'd like, but I honestly had never heard of them before. Anyway, I appreciate everybody who texted me that information. So now I know better. Appreciate it.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Well, David and Rusty are coming in. Something's got to give. Thank you, Rosie.
You're welcome.
Back in the morning with
adorable
Rich Thomas. There may be breaking news.